This podcast contains sexually explicit material and adult content. Mature audiences only. Listening discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Pleasure Playpen Sex, Love, and Relationship Podcast. I'm here with Kilia today to talk a little bit about cosplay. So Kilia, for you, what does cosplay mean?
Well, cosplay is kind of a weird niche thing. Some communities do, or some of us at least do, to express sort of the love for our favorite anime characters, that be by dressing up as that character. And simply sometimes it may be just us wanting to pretend to be something. If we're doing it for sexual pleasure, if we're talking about that specifically, it usually will mean that we tend to do it because we just want something a bit different, if you will.
So it's pretty much like a role play when it comes to sex.
When it comes to sex, yeah. But when it comes to actually like cosplaying for events and stuff like that, it will just usually be to present our love for our favorite characters.
When you do cosplay for events, do you just dress up as them, or do you act like them, like kind of assume their persona?
That's a really good question. At least for me, I don't really roleplay as them. I just dress up as them. For example, I have done this character. If you know anime, recent animes have been from Jujutsu Kaisen, Juji Itadori was one of them. I have done Kirito. I have done Deku. I've done quite a few characters. If you know any of them?
Unfortunately, I don't know anything about anime.
But you'll see people dressing up as literally anything.
Okay, so years ago, I'm older, so years ago, they used to do things called LARPing.
Oh, LARPing is still a thing. I don't know how big is it, but yeah, it's still done.
Is it related to cosplay?
In my opinion, it's sort of related, because LARPing has a direct connection with cosplaying in the sense that LARPing is dressing up and acting as your character. When you're cosplaying, you tend to not necessarily do that, but it has like that same vertient, or that same way. I'm searching for the word. I don't have it in mind right now. It's like same crossroad, if you will.
Why do you enjoy dressing up like your favorite character?
You see, it's like the same thing. Some of us like, best way I can really explain it is, do you think Halloween, do you enjoy Halloween a lot? Well, that's your basic answer. Cosplaying is just like that way to actually be able to dress up as your favorite character. But instead of just simply going like, oh yeah, this Halloween I'm doing it, I can go to an event, and since other people are doing it, it's socially acceptable in
gotcha.
That sense, in that regard.
And do you or most cosplayers have just like one person that they like to play, or multiples?
It depends from person to person. And it depends if we're talking about the actually, if it's your job to do it or if not. For example, for me, I tend to use characters that are somewhat popular, and if not, are just characters that I really enjoy from anime. But if it's like you're competing for actual money, because that's part of the cosplay community, we do events where people actually make incredible cosplays.
I've seen some that are amazing.
Yeah. But I would rather say that most of us just do maybe one or two characters, but if it would depend. For example, if you search up, who can I really say right now that has a public page that I actually know in real life? If you check, let me check if she has her account public, because if not, I can't really point it out. On Instagram, there's this person called Yugina Blue Dragon. She's a Puerto Rican cosplayer. She tends to do a lot of different characters. Again, it's the same thing. It's not necessarily that we cosplay one specific character. It just may be that we're cosplaying a lot of characters that we actually enjoy. But as you're saying, there are certain people that actually like a character so much that they would just cosplay as that specific character.
And for you, does it have any sexual influence? Do you do anything sexual with it?
Well, as myself, I'll be honest, I'm not really There you go, I sent the page there. For me, at least, I'm not really too active sexually. But I have seen or I have heard that sometimes it does have its influence. The same way that lingerie at the end of the day is just like a bikini or is just like, how do we put it in a term that's not too randomized? So, you know that there's the difference between a bikini and lingerie.
I see what you're saying.
They're basically the same type of clothing at the end of the day. However, lingerie has more sexual influence of you all. So cosplay can be the same way. Some of us can see it as a way to actually interpret ourselves sexually, like you have seen around for at least in FetLife. And some other occasions, it's just there. We just do it to, I don't know, Dragon followers if we're talking about some specific niche. But yeah, it can have that sexual influence. It can really just promote, for example, if you're really into the role play fetish, for example, it can enhance the experience. You're not really just talking about the character being just a character. You're talking about that you're representing that character. You're being that person. You're being much more than just, oh, I am this character because I said so. It gives you a bit more of immersion, if you will.
I understand that. Do you know anybody who is into cosplay and does it in their sex life as well?
No.
Do you find that most cosplay is not sexual?
It's at least that one question you just did there is a really slippery slope in the sense that it's the same way that you would say is the BDSM community just about sexual play. It's not really a terms, or at least I would say it's not like a term that, oh yeah, it's just used for sexual or it's not sexual. It's just that it depends from person to person. While some people may see cosplay as a sexual way to express themselves or just to enhance their sexual experience, or maybe just to see how stuff happens.
See, when I think of cosplay, I don't think sexual at all. When I think of furries, I tend to think more sexual.
Yeah, because it's like their community expresses it a bit more, right? Is that about?
And while cosplay tends to have very sexualized characters because anime tends to be that cute little schoolgirl type of thing, I don't know anybody who does view it as a sexual thing in general.
Yeah, and I would definitely agree, but it has. It's the tendency to be more sexual has been pronounced a bit more every year.
Do you think people, like, do people know that you do cosplay when you do it? Like,
Yeah, I'm pretty open about it. My Instagram page at least has a few pictures of me in cosplay. I'm pretty open about telling people that, hey, I do cosplay because it's I don't tend to do it like competitively. I just do it casually for fun.
do you get people that ask you or assume that it is a sexual thing?
Oh, yeah. Generally, if you're, for example, what I have seen or what I have heard from different people is like, you know, it's the same thing when you get somebody that's into cross-dressing, for example. That person will generally be telling you, or most people will assume that it's something sexual because it's not really the norm. But it doesn't have to be something immediately sexual. For me, at least, I haven't gotten anybody that will just immediately tell me, oh, you're into cosplay because it's sexual. I have never gotten somebody to ask me that.
Well, that's good because I can imagine people already having their, bias towards it. And I don't know what people's views are on cosplay, if they think it is a sexual thing or not. I just know my views on it. I've never viewed it as a sexual thing. I can see where it can be in a role play scenario, but then that can be anything.
Yeah, role play scenarios
You could
completely.
dress up for, yeah, you can dress up as anything in any way, shape, or form and make it a role play scenario, not necessarily just be cosplay.
So, if I would like, I would like to present to you one of the this weird cases that has been happening in one of the cosplay communities I know. You can bring this case up. Have you seen how lately anime has become more popular, or it has been bringing a bit more popularity up front? So there's this company known as Uwowo Cosplay. It's Uwowo Cosplay. I'll be sending you their page. If you would follow me into opening that page, as you can see, it's a cosplay brand. They have licensing for different companies or different characters, or I'm not really sure if they do, but I would assume they do. But there was this weird scenario that was popping up lately where they tended to do a lot of cosplays about bridal costumes, but they would tend to make them more sexualized than usual. And it got to the point that one of the cosplays they released recently was just straight out a succubus costume that was just sexual lingerie. We're saying that it was basically just something you would wear to a roleplay session. And that's been like a scenario that's been popping up. Not a lot, I would say, but you can see if you're in the page, there's this one on the slider that says New Arrival, and it's a Genshin Impact character, a blue haired.
Yeah, the Ganyu.
The Ganyu one.
Well, I hate to say it, but she is wearing the exact same outfit, so.
Yeah, she doesn't wear that outfit in the game. That's
Oh.
what I can really tell you, but it's just a weird case. The bridal cosplays they have been doing recently, I don't know. Yeah, if you go to Genshin Impact Fan Art Bride series, it's, well, they're not as sexual as I imagined they would be, but originally the way they showed them were really sexual. It wasn't too bridal, I would say. Like, again, I'm not one to say what is bridal culture or what isn't, because I'm not really at that stage of my life yet. But when somebody says something about bride, you will usually think of, I don't know, a long dress, white, somebody walking up to. It also depends, because at least Owowo is a really known company, along various names, or at least among various cosplayers. The way I see it is that this scenario has been popping up a bit more is because people are actually getting more into anime. So they have been saying, oh, the quality has gone down, etc., etc. But as years pass by, anime is just going to become more popular. I know this doesn't have to do a lot with cosplaying specifically, but we will probably see that happen, like a change towards just cosplay being normal into something sexual eventually. Just the way things go incremental.
I could see that because as people start to view it differently and people want to see it more sexy, then it becomes more sexualized. Then the people who see it more sexualized, who make the costumes, are gonna be like, oh, okay, now we can do it this way to get a whole nother community involved. And so yeah, it's gonna, I can see that completely.
You told me you're a bit more into the what's it called, the BDSM community. You're a bit more into it, or at least a bit more active in it, right?
Not really, not at all. I'm like terribly boring. I just have been doing it for the I'm a phone sex operator, so I just have experience with talking about a butt ton of things. I have no experience in the lifestyle itself.
That makes sense. I'm not really, well, as I told you, I'm a vanilla guy because I just don't. Let's just say I'm a bit of an introvert.
I gotcha.
But essentially, what I have seen popping up in YouTube is that, for example, companies like Adam and Eve have given more sponsorship to bigger YouTubers. And slowly it's become, I don't know if it's to say that it has become more normal, because that would spark something to try to find my IP or but it's a weird thing to say that stuff is getting more normalized in that sense of view.
I agree that it's definitely getting more normalized, especially with cosplay. You pe see people just walking around the streets; they're just dressed like it, just for to be dressed like it. I don't even think it's cosplay. I think it's just they want to be; they're just dressing like it because they like their character.
Yeah, they like it. And for example, there was this trend recently, the e-girl trend, or the e-boy costumes and stuff. Pulling that off is really hard, but it's a dress style that was really popular
I
recently.
have heard the e-boy. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I have heard someone mention that before.
It's basically a lot of straps. That's the boy, best way I can say it, because it's the same thing. At some point in history, we started to tend to you know, make clothing more generalized, then I agree with a statement a friend of mine usually says, is that clothes shouldn't have gender because it's an item at the end of the day. But at the same time, we tend to see that even though skirts are not sexualized, or are they? Like, it's like a mid-range thing. It has been tending to pop up back into culture. Like, fashion has been going back in time.
Thank you, Kilia, for giving us your take on cosplay and everything that goes along with it for you. And I really appreciate you taking the time to do this interview with me.
Sure thing. If you bring another topic, or if you're interested in the... Well, there's this weird trend, something that I saw the other day. It's the VR communities are starting to pop up through sexual intercourse in the metaverse. That's another topic that you could try to find or investigate. It's quite interesting.
What is it? Sexual intercourse in what?
In the metaverse, you know, in the VR environment. It's another interesting topic that has been popping off recently.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
Well, it has been a pleasure. Anything you need, just send a message.